This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 565. Find your online IELTS community.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk about the importance of finding your IELTS tribe online to stay motivated, inspired, and positive in your journey to high IELTS scores. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty well. I'm feeling well rested after a big weekend. So ready to go here.
Same with me. Yeah, it was a huge weekend. We took a little bit of time yesterday, though. We had a little bit of screen time. James and I got a new video game. And like, I've never been into video games before. But we like beat the second level of, what is it called? Looney Tunes Acme Arsenal is our video game. And I've never like tried to beat levels and do things like that. And like,
interesting.
The sense of accomplishment that he and I got, the excitement that we felt at beating level 2 was huge. We were like jumping up and down. It was like really exciting.
That's so powerful. It's so interesting, right? How these games really, really bring us in and engage us. That is so cool.
Oh, it's
That's
crazy. So cool. I know. It's awesome. And I know people are like, don't play video games and no screen time and stuff like that. But you know what? If it's like, just a little bit on a Sunday afternoon and I like we're playing together and this is like teamwork, you know, strategies and stuff, like it's great.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you're together as a family and, you know, as long as you're not doing it like 7-8 hours a day, then I think it's okay.
I couldn't do that. Oh, I would be an angry person if I had to sit in one place for 7 or 8 hours a day. Okay. So guys, we are talking about, finding an online IELTS community. Why is that important? I think, video games are a good example of how people join together online, right? Finding a community of people that have the same interests as you. Why is this important for IELTS, though?
Oh my God, it's hugely important, right? Even more so than other areas of our lives, because it's really nice to be part of a community that are all working for the same goal, right? We're all moving towards the same thing. And it can be lonely if you're the only one in your family, your community, your school who's actually trying to take the IELTS exam. You need that camaraderie. You need
that. Exactly. Yeah. And that support, right? Because IELTS is a huge challenge, guys. And the Three Keys community, these students are in the same boat as you. I think just knowing how hard other people are working too, just that knowledge in itself keeps us going, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's something about being inspired by others in the same situation, knowing you're not alone. And this takes away the fear of online learning that a lot of people have. It's like, well, how am I going to improve? I'm just like by myself in my room with my computer, right? But you're not. You're never alone. You could go into this group at any time and ask whatever questions you have. Well, we're going to share some of our conversations that we've been having in the group lately with you guys. But this is one of the favorite features of Three Keys Students for sure.
Oh, it totally is. And I mean, the other piece is seeing inside the group when people have achieved their goal and they've actually gotten started with their new life. Like I think just on Friday, we had someone had updated and said that they have finally gotten past IELTS and they were, I don't know, they had submitted their application for school or gotten their visa or something. I can't remember what it was. But just to see that someone who's using the same strategies as you has gotten to their goal, that's really motivating.
Yeah, that post was from Mava and she was just on the show. And even at the time Ava and I recorded that show, she wasn't 100% sure that this writing score was gonna be what she needed, you know? So it was still kind of like on the fence, even though she had super high scores. And then just over the weekend, she posted, I just had the results from the psychology board in New Zealand, and I'm officially a clinical psychologist. I can't believe it.
Wow.
And then other students posted on this. Like, it's great to see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is gonna keep me going. Great job. And everybody is really positive. I do spend time in some other Facebook IELTS communities, and they do not have the same vibe, like, at all. Like, there are people, I don't know, like, I've seen quite a few sort of, like, negative comments about some people's questions, and that never happens with our group.
No, we don't allow that. We set the tone, guys. Everyone in our group, I think the type of person that's in Three Keys IELTS is a special type, right? Someone who is truly, you know, an independent but motivated learner who is responsible for themselves. They understand they have a chance to make a difference in their lives in the future, and they take control of that, right?
Exactly.
They're smart people. Yeah.
And committed, right? Like, this positive sense of commitment. And I think sometimes in like other IELTS Facebook groups, it's like, I don't know, people are trying to search for easier ways to do things, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, we've talked about gaming the system before, stuff like that, or spreading myths and whatever.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen with us. Because it's moderated very closely by me. So every comment in there, I get back to you, right? So any question, whatever you're unsure of, I could tell you exactly what the answer is as far as IELTS is concerned.
That's awesome. That is so cool. So yeah, I mean, just the idea, guys, you know, if you are right now, you're floating out there in the online world, bouncing around, maybe you're not a part of a community, then it's probably not going to work, guys, because you need that community. You need a place to come back and ask questions and help each other. I know some students in the community also meet to practice what they've learned in the course, don't they?
This is a great forum for finding other motivated students to get some study groups together, some speaking groups together. They exchange essays as well and give each other feedback, right? Mm-hmm. It's, very inspiring. So I'm just going to read some of our conversations lately. Like, what have we been talking about?
Yeah.
So over the weekend, someone asked, they were worried about how many answer sheets they're going to have on the writing test. Like, very specific things that might impede your progress if you're hung up on one detail while you're studying, right? So, I mean, simple question, will I be provided with extra paper other than the one writing answer sheet for each task? And I came in and answered, but still, there were like 10 comments and replies on that. Just students going back and forth and answering and saying thank you. And it's just all so positive.
Oh, that is so cool. And you know, this might sound like a small question, small detail, but it's not when you are learning strategies and you want to make sure that you know as much as you can about the day, what to expect. Like, one little thing could throw you off, right? So we want to know as many details as we can. That's why we're in the course, so we can walk in prepared and we can actually envision ourselves in the writing test beforehand, maybe during our practice sessions, so we can prepare in the same way.
Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. And if you have been listening lately, you know that we have so many Three Keys students getting the scores they need on IELTS. If you want to be one of those success stories, get into the Three Keys IELTS community today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. And also, as you move through, do you have questions about these strategies I talk about in my lectures, right? How many other chances do you have to, like, connect to the person that made the material, to ask the teacher direct questions at any time, right? So another recent post was, hi, Jessica Beck. I watched two videos, writing lesson 3, task 2, argument, and the bonus writing module, task 2, opinion essay. Yep, guys, you'll get that when you're in Three Keys. And then he continues, I'm confused about which one answers the question, to what extent do you agree or disagree? Is this an argument essay or an opinion essay? So yeah, I mean, I replied exactly what the what essay this person should choose to write and why, because one of my favorite things about choosing adults is I can respect them as a smart person and tell them exactly why they're learning things, right? Yeah. So I answered it and I gave the explanation. And there's also a couple more comments on that. And then let's see, there's a lot of vocabulary questions as well. Like, are the words adore and hilarious formal? And that started a whole conversation, you know, I mean, whatever IELTS or English questions you have, there are people that are ready to interact. And this community, the supportive community, is huge.
Yeah. And just to zoom in a little bit again, if we do get a question that, you know, we'll tell you where your question is within IELTS, like how kind of we'll answer your questions. And we'll also tell you, well, this is maybe something you don't want to focus on as much if in terms of IELTS, right? If it's something that's not going to increase your score, we'll let you know, right, Jessica? So that we don't, so that you don't go down like a rabbit hole that's not going to serve you, that's not going to increase your score.
Yeah, exactly. Like a couple months ago, we talked about that Cambridge writing site. I'll link to that in the blog post for this episode, guys, because that was a really interesting question. This is episode 565. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search 565. I'll link to that writing episode. But that was inspired by a student in our course who was searching online for some extra help, right? Found this free service on a Cambridge site and asked, like, is this useful? Should I be spending my time here? And long story short, the answer was no. But that's like, that's another great thing is like, there are thousands of ways to spend your time online trying to improve IELTS skills and English skills. But how do you know, like as a student, how do you know if this is useful and helpful? I can tell you.
Exactly. And that way we save you time, guys. You want to spend time with your family, with your friends, you know, maybe improving yourself in your career, taking some kind of professional training course, right? You don't want to be spending all this time on this exam. You want to get past it.
Totally. Yeah. There's a lot else to do in your lives, you guys. Just another couple features that we really love about our Three Keys Facebook community is the Writing Wizard contest. So every month we post a task two question and students can submit their essays for free. And then I choose the best essay every month. And then that winning essay is posted on Facebook. Students have a chance to read these other students writing and comment on it and ask me about it. So that's a whole interaction. And then every Monday is the 7 and higher insider tip of the week. So it's just one little extra learning tip for that week in your IELTS preparation that I post every Monday. And then Tuesdays is our brainstorm challenge where I post, you know, like a speaking or a writing question about different topics and give you guys a chance to think about it and post your thoughts. Just so many ways to interact and really just keep moving forward every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the moral of the story is, guys, don't do this by yourself. It is dangerous to do it by yourself. You won't get to your goal. Guys, you do need a community. You need someone to guide you. And you need a group of students who are reaching for the same thing, right? Shared goals. That's how we get by in life, right? We're not meant to be out in the world by ourselves, especially online can be a very lonely place.
Oh,
so don't
do
that to yourself. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, it goes back, what is it? Like the pack mentality, the tribe. Sure. There are a lot of different sort of psychological discussions out there about why we need people, especially today, because the internet is isolating, right? Yep. And so there's a lot of conversations about why we need community. And this is a community.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So guys, jump in right now. Go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can right away request to join the Facebook group and we'll approve you within 1 to 2 days. You'll be right in there introducing yourself to us and telling us your target score.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. I can't wait to meet you guys. I will see you in the Facebook group.
Awesome. We'll see you very soon. And Jessica, in the next episode, we're going to go ahead and call out some names of people who reviewed us in iTunes and talk about our contest that's going on here, our review contest.
Yes.
Sound good?
Yes, guys.
Okay.
But just quickly, guys, We're going to talk about it tomorrow, yes, but go over to iTunes. Leave us a review for this podcast, guys, because there is a contest going on in May, and it is getting towards the end of May, so get your review in there, guys.
Yeah, what do they get if they, what is the contest? Just to make sure people know before we finish up today, Jessica.
Yeah, so one lucky reviewer is going to be chosen at the end of this month, very, very soon. And that person's going to get a one-on-one strategy session with me on Skype, a little 15-minute one-on-one class, just you and me on Skype.
Yeah, guys. So don't waste any time. Go on over and leave us a review into iTunes. Let us know what you think about the show. You could ask a question in there and we'll answer it on the show. All right. Very cool.
Awesome.
So we're out of here for today, Jessica. We'll see you back here soon, probably tomorrow.
I think, well, most definitely tomorrow. All right, Lindsay.
Definitely. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.